you're a rebellious person. There's that stage of being rebellious. I was there, especially when I was in back in uni and back in high school. I was a very rebellious kid. I used to not even listen to my dad. I used to not obey my dad. I used to be a stubborn kid. Hey, ask my dad. Hey, he has a story. He can write a book about me. My dad used to be called in school like every month, every term. Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I'm your host, Awino Awiti, and welcome to this episode. I hope you're doing well since the last time you heard me listen to this voice. This is episode 91. 9 more episodes to go. I'm thinking of doing a question on Instagram story, so you need to follow me on Instagram, Awino Awiti and Unspoken Podcast. I'm thinking of doing an Instagram story question, these question things on Instagram story, where I ask people, where I throw it to the audience, you're free to ask me any questions that you want me to answer on the 100th episode. I think that's what the 100th episode is going to be. Anything to do with my podcasting journey, questions on podcasting, questions about me, anything you want to know. That's your opportunity. That's your chance. So the 100th episode is going to be that. Get to know me. I feel like I've never done that. Like, get to know me. I haven't. So I'm going to throw it to the audience. Ask me anything. If it's to do with podcasting, anything you want to ask, that's the 100th episode. That's what it's going to be. And then it's going to be special. It's going to be a video episode, you know? Yeah. It's going to be a video episode. And I'm going to upload it also on YouTube. So it's going to be lit. I'm going to be popping some champagne. I'm going to cut cake. Y'all ain't ready for the 100th episode. So watch out for that. Follow me on Instagram so that you can be able to ask your questions. So yeah, that's what's up. Anyway, welcome to this new episode. Today is a very bright Sunday. Okay, it's dull outside now. Let me stop lying. It's very dull. In fact, I have the lights on and it's like 5 p.m. Bro, that's crazy. It's so dull. But it's Sunday and I'm nursing a crazy hangover. Why did I go out though? But I had fun. Yesterday I went through the Oktoberfest. It was so nice. I had a lot of fun. So yeah, I'm nursing a crazy hangover. But yo, I need to record this episode today and upload it today. So this episode, I'm going to be talking about things I wish I knew sooner, man. Things I wish I knew sooner because the things that are happening, like I feel like I'm growing and then I'm heading to my late 20s and I'm so scared. Like, bro, I'm heading to my late 20s and the things I'm like, yo, I wish I knew this. I would have done this different. So I want to share that with you guys so that if you're listening to this, also you might learn a few things from me. Yep. So they're just random things like things to do with personal health, things to do, little girl tips, things to do with personal growth. Yeah, just random things that I wish I knew sooner. So, but before that, you check my YouTube. Check my YouTube Unspoken Podcast KE. I have finally uploaded my baby, my first project, Unspoken on the Road, the series episode 1 is finally up on YouTube. Yo, that project took everything from me. It was so hard editing, and then it took a long time, but I know it's worth it. So you need to watch that video. It's as raw as it gets. So it's very raw. Go and check out Unspoken on the Road, the series, my first documentary series episode 1 is out, and I'm looking to do more. I like that type of content. I like that thing. I can't wait for the day when I'll be doing such. I'll be traveling across Kenya, overseas, just to shoot these unspoken stories, just to collect unspoken stories, and just to document everything. I'm looking forward to that. I hope I get to do that someday. That's the dream. Anyway. Check out that on YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE, like, share, and subscribe. And if you want to be part of the Unspoken Story I'm still on the production phase. I'm still taking in applications. So check out my IG, click the link on the bio and submit your application if you want to be part of what's your unspoken story, right? Okay, the first thing that I wish I knew sooner was adult friendships are fucking hard. Like, what the heck? Adult friendships are so hard. So hard to maintain, so hard to keep up. So, like, it's just so hard. I started second guessing myself and thinking, am I a bad friend? Am I such a bad person that I can't keep friends? Am I that bad? And I'm just here talking on the podcast. Like, I'm here, personal development. I'm here always talking on the podcast, advising you guys. And then I'm a bad person. I'm even starting to think, am I like a bad person? Why can't I keep friends? Like, why are adult friendships so hard? Is it me? Am I the problem? I don't know. But yo, no one want me. I wish I knew this sooner. Adult friendships at the ghetto. At the ghetto. Like, I admire people who have been friends. I wish I had just one friend in this life. I admire people who have, like, I'm so jealous of those people who, like, they have been friends since high school and they're friends till now. How do they do that, though? How? I've never, like, had friends for even more than 4 years, about 2 years. Yo, why is that, though? Why is that? But also, I came to also realize something I wish I knew sooner is that there's something also called seasonal friendships. So maybe those friends that I had were just meant to be friends in that season. So there's something called seasonal friendships. That's something that I wish I knew sooner. Because me, when I have friends and then we become distant after some time, I'm like, okay, what did I do though? What did I do this time? What's wrong with me? Why can't I keep friends? What am I that? I'm currently like on a deep soul search. I'm soul searching. I'm thinking, why can't I keep friends? What's wrong? Like, I don't even know, man. But I'm just learning that now, that adult friendships are fucking hard. And then there's something called seasonal friendship. So don't be hard on yourself if you become distant with your friends. Am I your cousin? It's not your fault at times. Maybe it is, but don't be so hard on yourself. Sometimes it was just meant to not last forever. Yep. I wish I knew that sooner. Another thing I wish I knew sooner is that, be kind, not nice. Be kind, not nice. Nice, being nice gets you nowhere, my friend. Being nice gets you nowhere. So be kind, not nice. There's a big difference. If you think about it, there's a big difference. But if you don't think about it, you're like, you might think that they're the same thing, but they aren't. Be kind. Be kind. Be kind to everyone. Everyone meet. Be kind, but not nice. Being nice gets you nowhere. Another thing that I wish I knew sooner was learn how to dress your body. My girlies, learn how to dress your body. Don't always go for the latest fashion trends. Like, what are people wearing now? You wanna also dress that. You wanna also dress like that. What are people? Don't go with fashion trends. First, hack how to dress your body. Learn how to dress your body. Once you hack that, you'll always look good. Effortless is good. And the goal is always to look effortlessly good, not to be looking like you're trying so hard. The goal is to look effortlessly good. Learn how to dress your body. Once you know that, just know what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Don't go out. I used to be that. By the way, I love fashion. I love clothes. I have a lot of clothes. I love clothes. So, like, I used to be that girl who, when a fashion trend comes up, I need to buy that. I need to be on that fashion. I need to buy that. Until I realize now that, I need to know how to dress my body. And I think I'm learning that now. I know what works for me. And for, especially these like bodycon dresses, they don't work for me. I don't even look good in them. They don't work for me. But the people who will dress like that and they look, oh, that's so nice. So the things that learn how to dress your body. Like me, I have a lot of clothes. In fact, I want to declutter now. Before the year ends, I want to do a huge declutter and remove all the things that I'm gonna donate a lot of clothes because I have a lot of clothes that I do not wear at all. Because now is when I've learned that what works for me and what doesn't. So you chick, learn how to do that. It will, like, you'll be looking so good. Even when you're on your hair, learn what works for you. Like, you look so effortlessly good. And you won't even, by the way, spend a lot of money on clothes. You won't spend a lot of money on clothes because you won't be buying everything that people wear. Like, hey, okay, that guy's wearing that. She looks nice. And you think that will look nice on you. No, you're wrong. Just learn how to dress your body. Another thing that I wish I knew sooner was oil. Use oil for removing your wigs. Use oil for removing your wigs. By the way, if you didn't know, if no one has ever told you, hey, wigs, in fact, first this glue, this installing wigs with glue, hey, wigs can mess up your hairline. Can mess up your hairline. That is something I wish I knew sooner. I did not know. Hey, the other day, I think 2 months ago, I installed a wig. I didn't have cornrows. I just had my hair and I had just retouched my hair. I've relaxed my hair. So I just retouched my hair. And then of course, after retouching your hair, you can't plait your hair immediately. You have to wait for like a month or four or 3 weeks so that the hair can have a bit of growth so that you can be able to plait it. So I couldn't wait for that because I was going for an event and I had to install a wig. Yo, tell me why that wig almost came off with my entire hairline. I almost lost my entire hairline because of that wig. Because I was just, because I pulled off the wig just like that. Because, you know, it has glue. So I just pulled it off like that without putting anything. It almost went with all my hairline. So I had to do my research and then I learned that use oil. Any oil. You can use, even if this a hair oil, the liquid one. You can use any oil put the oil on top of the wig and then you rub and then the wig will come off seamlessly and it will not even come off their hairline. So yeah, that I wish I knew sooner before I lost my hairline. But one thing, one good thing is that my hair grows really fast, so my hairline is coming back already. But I wish I knew that sooner. So if you're a wig girly, remember that. Another thing I wish I knew sooner was family first. Family first. At the end of the day in this life, there are a lot of shenanigans. There are a lot of things that comes with family, of course. Sometimes, you know, and you're not meant to be friends with all your family members. That's true. I won't deny that. And there's this thing also that your family will not always support you, especially maybe if you're strangers. Maybe strangers will support you more than your family. There's also that. But at the end of the day, family is the only people that will hold you down. At the end of the day, family will always have your back. Hata kama mtakosana, hata kama sijini what will happen, but at the end of the day, they'll always have your back. So, family first. Put your family first, man. And love your family. Love your family. Love your parents. Hey, love your parents. I can't say that enough. Love your parents. Love your parents. Love your, love your siblings. Show up for them. When you can, like, support them wherever you can. Love your family, love your siblings, man. You won't regret it later. Just show up for them. Especially if you have both parents. Me, I wish I had my mom. But if you have both parents, love your family. Even if you have one parent, even I love your family. Show up for them. Because if you don't, and then one day they're not there, you're going to wish you would love them more. You're going to wish you had appreciated them more. Because the people who don't even have family, it's not everyone who has that privilege of having a family, especially having a family that cares for them. People who are family members, but they don't see each other eye to eye. They don't even support each other. They don't, like, it's, some families are just, like, messed up for real. But you, if you have a family, love them. Start loving them now. If you don't love them enough, love them now. Show up for them. Yo. And I'm not saying that just that's how you sacrifice, you know, at least they be entitled. Just show up for your family. You will not regret. I feel like there's a season where you're a rebellious person. I have been there. That's what I'm telling you. You're a rebellious person. There's that stage of being rebellious. I was there, especially when I was back in uni and back in high school. I was a very rebellious kid. I used to not even listen to my dad. I used to not obey my dad. I used to be a stubborn kid. Hey, ask my dad. Hey, he has a story. He can write a book about me. My dad used to be called in school like every month, every term, because of in disciplinary cases, because I used to be a rebellious kid. I used to be really rebellious, but I didn't know. I think it was just messed up family and everything. I was just messed up, and I was just a kid. I was just a teenager who also didn't know what I wanted. I didn't even know what I was doing, but I didn't know that sooner. I wish I knew that sooner, that yo, respect your parents, love your parents, and also be gentle with them, because it's also their first time becoming parents. Like, it's your first time also becoming a kid. So sometimes they're not always right. Yeah, parents are not always right. So listen to them, respect them, and even call out your parents sometimes. It's not bad to call out your parents. Call out your parents and say, hey, daddy. Nowadays I call out if something, like, you're just, and in a good way. Daddy, hey, apa nice, yoni kama ulfanya. Like, apa, daddy, miss feel kama, like, you get, call out your parents if you need to, but love your parents. I can't say that enough. Family first. Another thing that I wish I knew sooner was, for ladies, use panty liners. They really help. Especially if you're a girly who, like, has heavy discharge, use panty liners. They'll keep your panties, your undies, very clean, and then they won't stain the panties. You know, sometimes you have like heavy discharge and then it burns your panties, and then like in Aribu your panties very quick. So use panty liners, especially when you have heavy discharge. And then if you can afford tampons, please try tampons. Me, I wish I knew sooner that I don't know why I was skeptical about tampons, like, since kitambo. I just started using tampons this year. Yo, it's so comfortable, and then it's there is no leakage. You know, with sanitary towels, when you're sleeping, be sure, like, you must leak. Especially for me, I used to leak on the bed. Like, especially on my period, I used to make sure I have to wash my sheets every day, because I would leak every night when I'm on my periods. But since I started using tampons, there's no leak, zero leakage. And then they're so comfortable. And then you can still just do everything. You know, in a kitambo, when you used to wear sanitary towels and then you go swimming, you'll not swim because you're on your periods. But with tampons, you can swim. So if you can afford tampons, please try tampons, and you'll thank me later. Please try tampons. They're very hygienic, and then they're so comfortable, and then they're just nice. I wish I knew that sooner, but now that I know, I'm telling you that if you're a girly, try tampons, and then use panty liners. If you have heavy discharge or during your discharge, use panty liners. Another thing that I wish I knew sooner was prioritize your health. Listen to your body. Listen. Your body, you know, I read somewhere that your body is the only thing that can show how you're doing in life. Does that make sense? I don't really actually remember how they actually wrote it, but it was something like that. Like, your body is the actual thing that can show how you're doing in life. Like, if someone just sees you, they can know if you're in a bad place in life or if you're doing well. Like, if you're stressed up, your body will show. You can't hide. Your body will show. If you're stressed up, your body will show. If you're not taking care of your body, come on, me chilia too, your body will show. Like, if you're not serious, like, your body will show. Your skin will just show how, kamata ujajipaka mafuta, your skin will just be cracked. Like, your body will show. Taparara, your body will show. So your body is evident of how you're doing in life. So take care of your body. Listen to your body. Prioritize your health. Do that. It helps. Listen to your body. If you feel like your body is tired, relax. Like, akuna trophy ya kuteseka. Relax first. Take a breather. Take walks. Listen to your body. I wish I knew that sooner. So another thing that I wish I knew sooner is hope isn't silly. Have hope. Hope is the only thing that can keep you alive, man. Have hope. Like, having hope, having big dreams, having hope that you're going to achieve all these things that you've always dreamt of. It's not silly. Having hope isn't silly. Be hopeful. That's the only thing that, that's the only thing that makes life worth living. Having hope. Hope isn't silly. People sometimes people will make you think if you have this hope, people will think make you think that you're stupid, but you ain't. Hope isn't silly. Another thing that I wish I knew sooner is that some bridges are meant to be burnt and left to be burnt. Some bridges are meant to be burnt and left like that. Zingine tu, like, wanasimangaye kufa makanga. Some bridges are meant to be burnt and just stay there. You can't mend them. Zikai tu hivyo. Some bridges, yeah, they're just meant to be burnt and just stay burnt. Another thing that I wish I knew sooner. Teeth, your teeth, take care of your teeth, brush twice a day or even thrice or after every meal, like they always say, take care of your teeth. I feel like when you meet someone for the first time, their teeth, like, I don't know if it's only me, but the teeth, your teeth, like, talks, I don't know, your teeth, like how you smile, how your teeth looks like, it increases your beauty. It increases your image, how you look. I don't know if that makes sense, but take care of your teeth. Take care of your teeth. Brush as many times as you can. If you have like disfigured teeth and you don't like them, and you can have braces as G, like make them, do that if you want to do that. Your smile can, and how you talk, your teeth, like it can, it gives like a warm energy. It gives like a, it's attracting. It's attracting. If you have attractive teeth, good teeth, it's attracting. And someone would want to listen to you talking. If you have like nice, clean teeth with a nice, warm smile, someone would be attracted to you because of just your teeth and your smile, and would want to listen to you just talking. So yeah, take care of those teeth, girl. Uh-huh. Another thing that I wish I knew sooner is the cycle of life. There's a cycle of life. Things are gonna go very, very good at some time, and then things are gonna go very, very bad at some point. Until you wonder, what? Are things ever gonna go so good? Are things gonna go good again? And then they're gonna go so good again until you even forget the bad days and feel like, why was I even overthinking it? Life is so good right now. And then they're gonna go bad again. And I'm like, what? Why me? Why me? But that's just life. That's the cycle of life. And you should just know that. There's no person in this life, even the president, no one, even the most powerful person, the most wealthy person in this world, there's nobody who, like, things are always going good for them. Nobody in this entire life. That's the cycle of life. There's nobody. So things are going to go very, very good. And then you're like, thank you, God. I love you. I even, sorry for complaining for the bad days. And then the things are going to go so bad. And then you start crying and you start, could you rumi? But that's the cycle of life. Know that. When it's bad, just accept it. And when you're good, just wait for the better days. As long as better days are coming, yeah. Yeah. Another thing I wish any sooner, move that body. Move your body. Move your body. Take a walk. Dance if you can. Take a walk. Kwanza, I don't know, people don't underestimate the power of taking walks to clear your head. Walks are so, like, don't underestimate that. Even me, sometimes I don't take walks and I feel guilty. Like, you have not even walked, you've not walked for how many days? For like a whole week. Even if I don't walk like for 3 days, I'm like, I feel guilty, I feel bad. Take walks. If you can, take walks. Because morning walks, evening walks, take walks. They really move your body. Just move your body. It does a lot. Because it clears your mind. It's healthy. It's a form of exercise. So take walks. Move your body. You will just see. You will just see from your body. Your body will appreciate you. So move your body. Take a walk if you can. Dance if you want. So yeah, those are the things I wish I knew. They were so random, like I told you guys. They're just random ass things. I don't know if I've left anything out. Another thing I wish I knew sooner. How hard can it be? Ask yourself that. Train your brain. Train your brain to always ask yourself that if you want to do something. How hard can it be? Like, how hard can it be? Kwani itakuwa ngumu aje? Aye. You can do it. Train your brain. I'm actually trying to do that. Especially when I told you, when I showed you guys how I'm trying to go back to, I'm trying to try acting again. So I was going to my auditions and I was asking, how hard can it be? Like, how hard can it be? I go. So ask yourself that. Train your brain to ask yourself that when you have a certain challenge, something you want to do, ask yourself, how hard can it be? Then you'll see yourself just doing it. So yeah. Hope you've learned something from my random list of things I wish I knew sooner. I think I'll be doing this series once in a while, things I wish I knew sooner, because yeah, life and adulting is kicking my ass and I'm learning a lot of things, especially now, like moving out. Like, you can't furnish a house. I'm just learning. You can't furnish a house like in a month, imagine in 3 months. It takes hours, and you actually never finish furnishing a house. You think, now if I buy my TV, if I buy a sofa, if I buy a fridge, what? I'll never buy anything in my house again. Hey, you never finish. You never finish furnishing a house. I'm just learning that. You will always constantly, because I think that's like evolving. You will always need something. You will always want something. You will always want to change something. You never finish furnishing a house. I'm learning that. And I have a big purchase coming soon. Hey, this is a purchase that I've always wanted. Wow. It's a long time coming. It took me 6 months. I have a big purchase coming soon in my house. And I'm so excited about it. And I'm not going to tell you guys. You're going to see it on YouTube. So if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, you better subscribe, because I'm going to show it on YouTube. So yeah, I have a big purchase coming. And I'm just counting down the days like, yo, can't wait for it to arrive. So I'm super excited. But anyway, I hope you've learned something from my random things I wish I knew, and I'm gonna do this more. I think I'm gonna do this at the end of the year, man, next year sometime when I turn, yeah, another age. My birthday is coming, so it's next year, it's coming. So yeah, that's what's up. Hope you've learned something, and I'm gonna have to end this episode here, right? It's so random, but I actually enjoyed it. Actually also enjoyed coming up with this list, because I was thinking, yo, how have I never known this? How? Anyway, I'm gonna have to love you and leave you guys. Have a happy, beautiful Sunday. I have a hangover. I just want you to know, I want to eat beef stew. I've ordered ugali and hot beef stew that has a lot of pepper. Any nataka ikona pere pere, firi firi. That's what I want to eat, because the hangover, my hangover is killing me. Yo, and I feel like I want to go for reggae today. I don't know. I've missed dancing reggae, and I love reggae. Love reggae so much. So I don't know but I have a terrible hangover, and I don't know if I eat this food and take painkillers and I feel good, I'm gonna go. But if I don't, I'm gonna have to sit that one out. But yeah, hope you've learned something from this episode. Remember, check out my IG. I'm gonna start doing the poll, because when is episode 100 dropping? If this is episode 91, so I have like 9 more episodes to go. So I want to collect as many questions as possible for the 100th episode special. Anything you want to know about me, about podcasting, about anything, ask. This is your opportunity. So yeah, goodbye guys. Be safe, and take care of yourself. I love you. Adios.